And that's. I think that's nothing. We'll just play his song.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa and Jonathan Todd, right here on LA Talk Radio. Hello, Ilona Europa.
Okay, I want to say today we are in LA studio of LA Talk Radio. Last week we had the pleasure to be in Maui and we had a great interview from the top of the roof of McFleetwood on the Front Street restaurant that will be open in August 1st?
We're trying for August 1st.
Ah, that's exciting. But today we are in LA and today we have very unusual show. Although our guest just wrote me a little tiny text that he just got lost, but I'm sure in 2-3 minutes we'll be having him
in the studio.
And this is a very, very unusual gentleman and I think this will be big surprise for everybody. His name is Kuba Ka. Let's play Jonathan his first song.
All right, here you go. This is Physical Attraction, the radio mix for Kuba Ka.
Hit the jungle of life. And life. Ship's eyes are meeting, and two hearts are beating. It's one. Na, 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 na. Stop us, you're running through the jungle. When the drums are loud, I feel you coming closer, and I just wanna hold you tonight. I just wanna hold you.
Tonight, 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 of you. Tonight, I really feel it. Of you.
I think we couldn't start with better mood. This is really something that I love the most. This is a European singer with a dance genre, which I feel like I have a lot to say. We really love Cuba. Cuba just wrote me a very nice message also that he's by the building, which means we have minimum 2 minutes. He needs to go to the elevator and then just get picked up by Stephanie Mack, who is my right or left hand. And I'm
she's
sure...
She's your right hand, she's my left hand.
It's true. Stephanie is working with both of us, with Jonathan and Accent On. But yes, she is the wonderful brain when all of us are in panic.
How about I talk about Cuba before he gets here?
Oh, yes, and we will make him pay for this being late of a few minutes, okay? Everybody's, where is Kubaka? Where is Kubaka? Okay, Jonathan, please, what can we tell our listeners?
Well, here's what Cuba. I can tell. You know something? You have an accent.
I have an accent, and honestly, I feel very close to Cuba, and we'll maybe...
You two can do the whole show in Polish.
Probably we will, a little bit. But okay, what can you tell us about Cuba? What we learn about Cuba from his
well,
website?
Well, when researching Cuba, we find out that he thinks of himself as, and I quote, the stage animal.
Oh my gosh.
That is his high-octane performance, and what he said in writing was... And I quote again, from my very early childhood, I felt the force of nature to become the entertainer. That's who I am, driven by all parts of me. Stage is my life. Show is my world. That is a direct quote from Cuba Ka, who indeed has been picked up by Bungalow Records, distribution Universal. Everybody say it with me, Universal.
That's big deal.
Cuba started off in Poland, Eastern Europe, and he was anointed as a teenager by the Polish edition of Elle magazine as one of the top men of 2001. So that's a decade ago, plus 11 years ago, that he was picked out by the Polish version of Elle. For those of you who haven't had the opportunity to have gone to Poland or the Czech Republic or Russia in the past decade, those countries are not what we tend to think of in America as the old countries anymore. They are as vibrant and exciting as any major city in America is. They have their own versions of everything from McDonald's to Elle magazine. And so when you look at a country that has some 30 million, 40 now, I guess 44 million people in Poland, you're looking at something on the order of the size of the West Coast in terms of the country's size. And I've just gotten a note from Stephanie Mack. Hold on for a second. It says, and I quote, locked out, outside, can't get into the studio. Tried the studio phone, nobody picking up. So I'm going to send Alona Europa out for just a second to talk to our producer, and he will unlock all of the doors to the high security studios that we're in here in Los Angeles, California, and we'll get Cuba and Alona and Stephanie back up and talk to us in just a second. I'll tell you a little bit more about Cuba. Daily Variety wrote... Delio, who once managed the late Michael Jackson, has hitched his wagon to Polish megawatt performer Cuba Ka, who plans to establish a beachhead in the United States. Delio mentioned during the interview for Variety, quote, I am delighted to start an association with Cuba and his
That's
production
amazing.
Company. Frank Delio said in his press statement about Cuba, quote, he is an incredibly unique and versatile performer with an imaginative, dynamic vision for his far-reaching projects. We think this sort of one-of-a-kind talent will translate extraordinarily with U.S. and international audiences.
Wow, you know, this is really amazing because so many artists are coming from many different parts of the world, and we all know it's not easy to become one in America. This is the country where I think children are born with talent to sing, and whole world is looking into America to just what's happened new in a music, in entertainment. Although I think dance, pop dance music really has big, big roots, a big heartbeat in Europe. I always say ABBA just opened up our hearts and mind and just to this genre, and we were going crazy in 70s and 80s dancing to like a very, very unusual dance music, and disco and discotheque were full. I think life was really beautiful, and I'm just very happy that that we can hear more and more dance music on the radio, and we'll see what's happened. And yeah, I know that Kuba is just trying to get inside of the studio, and also I know that this is the live radio, and I love that. You know, it's a little bit nervousness. And we had.
And now entering the studio is Kuba Ka.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, Kuba.
Kuba, Jonathan, good to meet you. Why don't you sit right next to Ilona? We'll heat up a microphone for you.
Oh my gosh.
Put on some headsets. Okay, for those of you ladies who are looking at your radios.
Oh my gosh, he's so pretty.
Why don't you describe him? I do the girls.
Okay, okay.
You do the guys.
He's tall.
Oh, Boja Kochana.
Slender. He has blonde hair, beautiful teeth. He has great leather.
He
jacket.
Smells good too.
Smells good. What is the smell?
Tom Ford, Black Orchid.
Black Orchid.
And you know what? He knows how to smile. What can I say? He's just the most beautiful man, I think, that entered this building.
Hey.
Honey, I married you 22 years.
Hey, easy.
Closer to the microphone. Okay, because this is, like we say, live radio, and I know we had a schedule, and we are waiting for Sandy Newton to call us.
Sandy Newton's calling this very second.
Oh, my gosh. We'll get
Hold on for a second.
You. All right. You're guilty of being late, but everything's
Sandy?
Under control.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Timing is everything. Hi. Perfect. Sorry about that, Sandy, keeping you on hold there.
We need to introduce Sandy officially. Sandy Newton.
Sandy Newton, the MC of the Newport Beach Child Help Function coming up on the 20th.
And
the entertainment reporter for CBS 11 Dallas, Texas.
That's right.
Or as we say in Dallas, Sandy Newton, the CBS reporter for Dallas, Texas.
Although Sandy is,
something like that.
You are from Palm Springs, yes? You are living in Palm Springs, yes? This is your home, Palm Springs?
Yes. Yes, I actually work in Dallas, and I commute to the desert every week, and I love it.
I know, we love you. Every time when I see you, we are on another great
event. Wait, I want to hear her accent for a minute.
She doesn't have one.
I don't have an accent.
We have an accent.
I'm not from Dallas, but you know what? Dallas is very metropolitan, so really they have accents in Abilene and Waco, but Dallas itself is very sophisticated. Not too many accents. You'll meet more people from Boston and New York and Philadelphia and San Francisco. It's kind of a melting pot of a city in Dallas.
But no Polish people there?
Oh, I'm sure many, of course, of course.
Okay, I think
it's a great city.
I'm telling you, if you will see this beautiful gentleman who is next to me, he's just really, really growing.
She's talking about me.
Jonathan is the first one, but he doesn't speak Polish. But I have amazing looking gentleman, a very talented, a young pop star, and he's originally from Poland. Although I think right now he's just, you know, singer of the world. But Sandy, I need to give time, a lot of time. He was a little bit late, but we want to, of course, talk about the event that will be.
I
want to
talk about Sandy.
Sandy will have Sandy.
Well, we are so excited about this event because, you know, it is the third annual Drive the Dream event, of course, to benefit Child Help. And, you know, you both have been involved with Child Help now, and you know what a wonderful organization this is and how important these fundraisers are, because really, you know, 5 children a day are abused in this country, and we just cannot get the word out fast enough to everyone that they need our help. The beautiful founders, as you know them, Sarah and Yvonne, have been doing this now for decades, and they really, really
years.
Need all of our help.
Oh. Well, you know, I was listening to the radio this morning, and I was listening to the following statement, and I just found myself, again, dumbstruck. The statement was as follows, says the newscaster, and the prosecution rested today, and the defense in the Jerry Sandusky trial will begin calling its witnesses. The first witness, and I'm paraphrasing here, is to state that, on the record, to state that he was a very busy man and probably didn't have a lot of time to play around with children. Now, this is a guy who's on 50-something counts of years of absolute child abuse. His wife turned the other cheek. What defense is there? I mean, I love my country, but sometimes shouldn't we just hang people? I mean, you just go, okay, no, Jerry, no, you blew it.
Absolutely. It's a passionate, passionate topic, isn't it? I think most of us who are parents just cannot fathom hurting a child in any way, whether it's, you know, sexual abuse, even emotional abuse, of course, physical abuse, any kind of abuse is just absolutely unacceptable when it comes to defenseless children. And certainly, you know, Child Help has been at the helm fighting this good fight now for so many years. And fundraisers like this are just crucial because, you know, it costs so much money to keep these incredible residence facilities that they have, both in Beaumont, California, and back east in Virginia, keep them going, which is where these children who are the lucky ones who are able to get help are housed and educated and helped. But it takes, as you know, as both you know, it takes a lot of money, especially in this economy, to keep those facilities alive. So we're just excited Wednesday, and we thank you for your support, too, to be part of the team that will be bringing more funds into these important facilities and other, you know, areas that Child Help does benefit children.
Well, Sandy, it's really important, too, that celebrities such as yourself who have big audiences and large demographics give of your time. And everybody thinks that it's so easy, but to come out to the desert and leave your gig over in Dallas and MC a show like this where you make a difference and where, I mean, and you hit the nail on the head with the parents can't imagine beating their children, right. But that's the parents who don't beat their children. We're talking with Child Help about a cause where children who can't even stay in the court system because they've been so abused, cigarette burns to their backs, and absolute unbelievable abuses occur, and that these two women, the two ladies who founded Child Help, Sarah and Yvonne, nominated 6 times for the Nobel Peace Prize Medal of the Congressional Honor of Medal. You look at their life and what they've done, it's really making a difference. And I can't thank you enough. We're going to run very quickly to a commercial for 1 minute by Michael Douglas, who will tell you, if you're listening, what you might be able to do to help support this cause. And I want to thank you so much, Sandy, for everything you're doing.
Thank you, Sandy, in Orange County.
Those of you who want to meet Sandy and get an autograph or just hug her and say thank you, go to childhelp.org. That's childhelp.org. And you can see all the information about Drive the Dream in Newport Beach coming up on the 20th. Sandy, thanks so much for joining us for just a moment. And
promise, Sandy, that you will be our guest for 1 hour, maybe next.
Yeah, we want a whole. We want all the dope. We want the entertainment news.
I certainly love to. Thank you so much for all of your help and support. And hopefully we'll see all of your listeners out there on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, Costa Mesa, the Orange County Fairgrounds.
Love it. Thank you so much. And here's our supporter, Michael Douglas, telling you what you can do if you want to help.
Thanks so much, guys.
I'm Michael Douglas, and I have a number for you to program into your child's phone and yours. 1-800-4-A-CHILD. It's the Child Help National Child Abuse Hotline. 1-800-4-A-CHILD provides a connection to professional counselors 24/7, which your child can use when they need to speak up and be safe. It's also the number a little boy called whispering from his closet to be rescued from a vicious attack. It's the number that any responsible adult, neighbor, teacher, or family member can call to get help reporting abuse or to get information. 1-800-4-A-CHILD is the number of hope. The Child Help National Abuse Hotline is funded solely by your contribution, so please text your $10 donation to CHLP to 20222. This gift may be the lifeline for that little boy in the closet, or even the emergency call that saves your child.
Our thanks to Michael Douglas for taking the time out of his busy schedule to create that PSA for Child Help. Again, childhelp.org if you want to help out. We really care about this organization. And now we're going to go back to entertainment.
Yes.
And from Poland with love, Kuba Ka.
Oh,
hey.
Kuba.
How are you doing?
Wait a minute. Kuba's got an accent?
Okay, but we are...
You're on the right show.
A very special show, because this is the show about people with an accent who are making big in America. Okay, and I feel a little like I know you for years, because my dream is, and still is, very similar to yours. When I came to America 23 years ago.
Except you're cuter than he is.
Thank you. It comes from you. Okay, that was like a really between lines. Thank you, honey.
No, sorry, darling.
Yeah, we are 20 years married. I'm happy that he still likes
Feels like yesterday.
Oh, God.
Yeah, in America, so cool. 20 years marriage is like, what's happened?
This is Polish quality.
Yes, you know. Yeah, I'm keeping my husband very close to me. But 20 years, obviously in Poland, when I left Poland, I was a singer, songwriter. I wasn't a songwriter, I was a singer. But I finished music academy in pop.
You won Opole.
I won a lot of shows, a lot of nice festivals.
The
Polish
biggest.
Biggest festival.
From, Polish show business, absolutely.
Oh,
you know, when
and
we started to have contact, I was like, wow, is it that person? I'm like, yeah, there she is.
But, you know, and it's so funny because many years later, I become American citizen. How do you call this, honey?
American citizen.
I'm sorry, America. I love you, America. That's what I become.
What a country.
What a country.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I knew that I need to, like, just restart myself and try to become somebody that I still will feel good about myself.
Yes.
And, you know, I was looking in the mirror and I said, I cannot be anybody else except singer again. Then, you know, and my husband is like, oh, my gosh, she's got an accent. She's not the youngest chick, you know.
Oh, you are, come on, 21?
Yes, 22 and a half. But, you know, he really thought that I'm dreaming too big. But America, this is the place that everybody
place
can
dream.
I bought her a house on Westlake, and it came with a boat dock. And she went, oh, my God, finally I get the house with boat docks? No, boat docks, honey.
I honestly thought that the doctor, maybe, who was the part of this, you know, house, he really is giving, you know, Botox for life.
It's a beautiful area. I love it there.
Yeah, it's good. We are not there anymore. We are, like, changing houses like gypsies every 2 years.
I lived at a hotel 2 years.
Yes.
And now I have a new apartment. And I'm
apartment is no good because there's no maid in the apartment.
Somehow I believe.
You get used to the road thing. You go on the hotel.
Look at
it's like,
finger.
Wow, man. You come back and everything's clean. What the heck? I'm in an apartment or a house and I got to do it myself?
I have a very nice lady, Fabiola. She's my angel.
Of course.
Mexican. And she has this, you know, Mexican and Polish, they have this very similar sense of lifestyle.
Yeah.
So, you know, very traditional and very alive. And, you know, she comes and she talks. And it's like, you know, I'm by myself here mostly.
Oh, my God.
So my bodyguard,
not for long, probably.
My team, or my Mexican angel.
Wait a minute. You got a bodyguard?
Yeah.
Is this your bodyguard right here?
This is my great company manager, Dina, and she's
Hi, Dina.
Polish.
Hi, Dina.
Dina's Euro.
Dina, say hi to us.
I want to hear the accent.
Hello, you don't have an accent, but Mama is Polish?
Mama is Polish.
Mówisz po polsku, Dina?
No,
a
little?
Rozumiem.
Oh,
I love you. Welcome
I don't speak
family.
It either, but boy, do I understand. Oh. They kill you if you don't understand it.
I know.
You got to learn the language just so you can know what they're saying about you.
We are just creating wonderful family here. We have amazing amount of artists, actors, and some of them have Polish roots. Some of them just have amazing accent, Italian, and whatever accent.
My mom is Italian.
Mama is Italian?
Mama Italiana, see?
Oh, my gosh. Then you will love Domenico Capuano, who is producing a lot of my dance tracks. And he did Eiffel 65. He did so many great hits in the UK. And we sponsor him. Then he's just right now 2 months in America, and he will stay forever, and probably he'll be working with you one day too.
I need to meet him. Yeah. Now I built my album, so you know, because it was a long journey.
Yes.
I mean, I came to US with this dream, obviously, and in Poland, I got what I wanted, but after all, some people from Polish government, they didn't like that I always want to put American type
music
of entertainment, and also do, you know, the charity and everything together, so it didn't fit. So I was not exactly maybe the favorite for some people. So it was kind of like, I need to go. I just need to be...
So you had a problem with Polski business?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not the first story we heard like that.
Well, the truth is, the problem started when Vanessa Redgrave came to be on my show, Cuban Friends, for UNICEF and United Nations. And we had two press conferences. And she said something very direct about Poland, what she thinks about politics. And she said that she would never come to Poland if not me. And I was like, oh my God, you know, I'm done. I'm just done. So she was, you know, as she is, very controversial. And really she says what she means. So, you know, it started like not nice that, you know, this kid is doing something what she, you know, Vanessa supports and he shouldn't do these things. But anyway, I came to America and I knew nobody. I mean, I had some few contacts and, of course, wrong contacts. So I basically was totally lost. And then I met Michael Jackson's manager, Frankie Lia. And that changed everything. Aww. So I was very blessed to have that opportunity. He died, unfortunately. So we were building the album and he was gone. But then LaToya Jackson, she was so kind to support me. And she signed me with Universal Music. So now we have this label and we have first single out.
And March 20th, yes, it was your first single.
Album. Yeah, album still will premiere in about a few months.
Are you done with album? Do you have all songs recorded? Yet. How many songs did you record?
Well, I wrote for the album 50 songs. But still,
big album.
I'm not using
$9.95 a song, dude. You can't make any money on iTunes when it's.
But you know, my A&R now they just want like 50% from me of songs, yes, and 50% from other people.
Of course.
To make it more, you know, interesting.
Perfect. Have them call Alona Europa.
Hello.
And she'll write you a song.
Well, co-write something. That
I understand your record promoter is Alona's record promoter.
Yeah.
We have never ever met that. How did you find
world.
This? Is Harry Frank
Hi,
Towers?
Harry,
Hi, Harry. We love you.
I love you, Harry. I never met you before.
Oh, you haven't lived till you've met Harry.
No, I never met Harry yet, but I plan to meet him.
Harry is a doll.
Yeah.
He's really a darling guy, and he works his butt off.
Okay, my first
radio
song.
Promotion is not an easy gig.
Oh, it's not.
It's not, and he does a really good job in the dance genre.
And yeah, my first song, Live Forever.
Billboard charting.
Yeah, this is Harry Towers who helped me to get onto global Billboard charts with the song Live Forever.
Basically, you should wake up every morning and send flowers to Harry. Or little puppies. He likes dogs.
But,
send him a puppy.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, life is
hypoallergenic. Go ahead, Ila.
Yes, gosh.
Say anything you like. It's your show.
Gosh.
Another thing, what I was thinking.
That's my husband. He just tries to always overstar me. But no, not on this show. Again, you know, I believe that one day you'll be having a very similar situation. You have a lot of songs that are ready to be entered to the radio. You have really good promoter. Obviously, dance genre is the something that right now people really have open ears to it. Before, many years ago, you know, you were a young baby also, but it wasn't so easy with this genre. It was very small one.
Yeah.
And still, I think, has a lot of challenges, you know, and I am there to help, you know, because like I said, I am
the
underground diva for the dance.
I love
you're not so underground. She went over to Crave.
Very nice.
She went over to Crave, the club in Vegas.
Yeah.
And let's call a spade, the dance thing brings out sort of an alternative lifestyle, okay?
Absolutely.
And so these gay guys, I mean, 3,000 people came screaming out from the woodwork, and they wouldn't let her off the stage. So the guys came in, and the Crave dancers came in, and they wanted to change all their boa colors and coordinate with her. They all went back home. I mean, it was like, I mean, we traipsed her all over America from St. Petersburg, Florida, you know, to Vegas, literally everywhere in between. And Vegas, nothing
shows
like Vegas for
I
the dance
Vegas
stuff.
Yeah.
I love
that
it.
Place.
It's
think,
the people are so. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I think that I would love to.
And another thing.
Can you leave this room?
I can't. I'm the only one without an accent.
Okay. But I think this is something to be said, that you can also appear on the morning shows. You know, in many, many states, they really love to have this type. Then
I
we just
it.
Did a very good tour. And, you know, I was very surprised how opened morning shows, TV morning shows, are for dance music, and they
there's
just love.
There's dance music.
Yeah,
you wake up people like,
that's
hey,
what
there's
they want.
Day.
And we were saying, oh my gosh, European weird music in a very unusual. What does happen? Okay, I want to come back to you because I know that how many years you are in America?
4 years.
Only 4 years. That's really, really very
short.
Well,
no, for me it's been so long.
Yeah.
You know, I came here
straight
you know,
from
first
Poland.
Year, well, you know, I really didn't perform in Poland a long time, even when I was there, because just some people thought, you know, he shouldn't be here anymore doing what he was doing, because I think it went too extreme when I was very little. And just, you know, a lot of even my Polish star friends, they were like, oh, we don't like you anymore.
Wow.
So it was very frustrating.
I want to talk about
No, Poland's like that, though. It's really catty.
I know.
Or,
you know.
God forbid you make it in Poland. Over here, you make it there. Everybody's
so
your buddy.
I'm so proud
you know?
Of being Polish, but I must say there was a time I just couldn't be there. And I was with my friends from Boney M Group, you know, Boney M in Europe. So they did a show with me in Poland where no Polish star wanted to be with me on the stage because you know, I was doing shows Cuba and France, so I had no more friends.
Wow.
So we started to have friends from Britain and from you know other countries. And then Boney M said, hey, look, you know, you need to go to UK. So I went to UK, and then in UK I realized, well, if I travel, I need to be in Los Angeles.
Absolutely.
You know.
That's the place for you. And, you know, everything begins here and dreams are starting here. And I know. I know year from now because they call me Little Witch. I think year from now.
White Witch.
White
and
Witch.
Sometimes you misunderstand the first letter of that.
Yeah. And sometimes this works against me. But really, I sometimes, when I meet somebody or feel somebody, I just, your power, you're so powerful. You know, your personality shines.
You.
And I think your music, we played already.
There's like 20
song.
Women over here with their tops off. It's unbelievable. They're all over here.
Jonathan, the first song that we played, it was.
The first song we played was called Physical Attraction.
Oh, Physical Attraction.
Please
yeah.
tell us why and what is the song about?
Why?
Title, we know it, but
well,
why Physical Attraction?
You know, after Frank died, I was very depressed. And then I met Raffles Van Exel, promoter of Whitney Houston. And he was the one that also helped with the deal with LaToya and with Universal. So we are in Chicago. He told me, Kuba, you know, you are so stressed, you're depressed. We need to go somewhere. Let's travel. And let's record something in Chicago with Steve Sick Harley, great house music producer.
Geez, you bump into some pretty good cats, man.
Yeah, so, you know, I went to Chicago. It was so cold. And I'm with Raffles.
How cold was it?
Like in Poland, huh?
I don't know. It was maybe
ever been in Tarnowski Góry in the winter?
Well, you know.
Okay, that's cold.
But it was very windy. And very cold, and we started to talk about music. So we are in the studio, and we were planning to record completely different song. And I just, you know, I was like, hey, you know, let's talk about some fun and beautiful girls, and we need that in Chicago,
you need
right?
Warm,
now.
Somebody warm, some warm body around
yes.
you.
Yes.
Yeah?
So we went kind of to Rio feel, and you know, and
I like the song. It's very
yeah,
like
and
it.
Then
very...
I wrote this song. I mean. I went to the vocal booth and they told me, Kuba, just give us a few ideas, a few lines. And I wrote a song in about an hour with Silk, his support, and that's what it is. Yeah,
that's
so that's our next single.
Wow, that would be your next.
Yeah.
I think it's good, you know, also.
Harry likes that song a lot.
Oh, I know. Harry has no.
Harry's got a sense for this. Alone and I just brought Harry into a project that we're doing for music sales. That is sort of a history and guide to digital music, and it's how you make it on one side, and we brought all these killer people in who do the best of the best remixes for Madonna and Seal and Kylie Minogue and the whole bit, and then on the other side we talk about, okay, so you're doing these mixes, now what? There's 60 million MySpace pages, how do you make money? And so we're going through how you sell digital music to record promotion, how you sell it to advertising agencies, how you make film with this, and et cetera, et cetera. And it's a 10-part series. And Harry did about 20 minutes on the opening piece about the truth and the myths behind getting a record to your DJ.
Yeah.
He knows so much. And we kept saying, oh, well, we just pay you money, Harry, and you promote the record. He's like, no. Like, no, but really, Harry, you don't have to like it, do you? We just pay you money. No, I do it free sometimes. I gotta love the music. But he's a purist. He's really a purist. If he doesn't like it, he won't take that record. And there's a whole bunch of people in this economy who will. So I give him a lot of cred for that. And we've given him songs. He's like, you know what? I think you should go somewhere else with this. We're like, come on, Harry. We need your mojo on this stuff. I don't think we're going to do this song.
I think he will be really, really happy.
So if he likes you, if he likes this song, that's really good for you.
Yeah, he likes it. And for me, it was, a new genre to enter because in Europe I was doing pop rock. I always loved to dance. But also, I'm doing a classic music. That's why this Saturday I will sing National Anthem. With worldwide broadcasting boxing match, and so I'm between singing like all by myself and singing dance songs too. So my vocal director Seth Riggs, amazing person. He was vocal director for so many people. He discovered Josh Groban from David Foster. So I'm so thrilled to work with him. And he told me how much I also can bring to dance music. So maybe one song for the album will be like really big, almost opera. Vocal line with a dance. Yeah.
I just want to hear you sing the Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, the 27th, you can watch. And
okay, let me sing. Here we go.
Well, wow. I'll not sell everything.
That's
right,
a big
but
song.
It's
one of the scariest songs.
It goes so
high and so low.
And down. Yes. I was singing all by myself many times in my life, and that's a song where we did kind of Celine Dion vocal architecture with just different key. And I was thinking that's the hardest song to sing.
No.
Happy Birthday to You is the hardest one.
When I heard National Anthem first time, it was, I think, when I went to this producer, Ricky Minor, and he was preparing Jennifer Hudson for Super Bowl. And I was like, oh, thanks God, I don't have to sing it now.
Surprise!
It's a hard song.
Oh my gosh!
And then when my promoter lately came and said, "Look, you have voice, you have everything. You just sing it, and you must sing it for international broadcast." I was really amazed that they believe in me that much, but also
yes.
I was amazed
that when is this airing?
It's this Saturday.
This Saturday, and
what
network?
I think it's ESPN. I'm not sure though, because I'm so into the music only now. This interpretation.
I'm so sorry for you.
Okay, now we're gonna hear Kuba and Alona singing together the Polish national anthem, the first portion.
You see, honey,
let's go.
I don't think so. This is the wrong show to.
Oh, come on.
Certain songs you just don't sing this way. Okay?
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Our proud.
We're gonna play quick questions for Kuba. Favorite bands.
Favorite bands. Rolling Stones and U2.
Rolling Stones and U2.
Yeah.
Favorite food?
Favorite food? Burger King. I love this thing. It's called, Rodeo Burger. That's the favorite thing in the world. If I can go there or to best French restaurant, I'll go first to Burger King, have burger, and have champagne in the restaurant.
I agree. I think that if Burger King and... mine is Jack in the Box. Alona and I are Jack. Because at Jack in the Box, you can also get the taco.
I love Jack in the Box.
And the two tacos together for $1, you can't go wrong.
It's the best.
I think we need some sponsors
for
you.
Hold on for a minute. This is Kuba and me for a minute.
Sometimes when I go home, I ask, at my home, give me Burger King. Please do it for me. And Crystal, and that's the best.
If Burger King and Jack in the Box put white tablecloths on, changed their advertising, darkened the restaurant, put a candle up, and served it on China, you'd think it was the best food
in the world.
Honey, I think I have Plan 630. That's what I try to, with my eyes, showing you, because we were talking about classical music, and we have our guest, probably, calling us.
I have a guest calling this second. Should I answer?
Oh, Gabrielle.
Hold on for a second.
That's my life.
Is this Gabrielle?
I never can stop.
Hello.
Talking.
Hi.
Hi, Gabrielle.
Gabrielle, I'm so sorry.
We needed to wait for a segue. Thank you for calling back.
I'm so sorry that you needed to wait. Okay, but I wish you could be here. I know you tried to make it in person, although you knew that it would be only 3 minutes for you. But we
so did Kuba. He barely got here.
Yes, and Kuba Kai is with us here. And I know one day we all will meet and we'll create some amazing, another phantom of opera in a style of pop, dance, plus classical. But you know what?
This is Gabrielle Navarro.
Gabrielle Navarro, tell us a little bit where you are going and tell me why you are on Accent On, because we have some surprise to the people. Okay, Gabrielle Navarro, you are right now flying in a few days. Where?
I am flying on this Friday coming up to New York City to get my BFA in musical theater at AMDA.
What's the acronym for AMDA?
American Dramatic Musical Academy.
And we know okay. one of the biggest stars of America.
As soon as you get there, you tell them you want $500 for the plug, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
And I know that a lot of people really, really finished school. Just a lot of star, great names. Can you give us one or two?
Anne Hathaway, there's plenty of Broadway stars that have made it out. There is this female that is the lead in Ghost the Musical, which is just premiered. She has been playing the role since it's originated in London, and there's plenty of other celebrities that I can name off the top of my head that have gotten their degree from AMDA.
Oh, my gosh, and I'm so excited for you. And I need to tell all listeners, how did I first time hear your voice? I went to Ontario, which Ontario had this amazing performance, Phantom of Opera, performed like 2 or 3 months already, and everybody said, you need to go into listen to into hear this guy. And obviously, I always discover a lot of great artists. We have so many already stars on, you know, from Juilliard to TV, from Nickelodeon to Disney, and they started in my home studio, and then we moved them, you know, and created albums for them in big studios. And I have this dream, and I think this dream is very close to you, of for you to become one of the biggest Broadway star. And I know that we are planning to record, and we started to record demoing your voice.
We have a demo. We have a rough.
Then, rough demo. We have only piano, only your voice, and I would like to play this song, this 20 second of your vocal, that people know how you sound. And I promise that 3, 5, 6 weeks from now, you will be in New York. We'll finish with our producers your demo, and we'll be having a new single, and we'll be playing on Accent On, and then we'll be having
and the Billboard charts will be going Gabrielle number one, then Cuba number one, then Gabrielle number one, then Cuba number one.
And then we'll create
it'll be the fight of Alona Europa's fines.
And then we'll create the duos with, because we will have amazing looking
two
guys. Okay, then let's listen for Gabrielle Navarro. And it's not your fault. We just recorded the song 3 days ago. Then we have tiny little
rough recording first rough. Heard here at Accent On. Stay on the phone with us, Gabrielle.
All right.
It's not your fault. We were meant to fall in love so deeply, so helpless to make it last. It's not your fault. We are close but far away from living in our own dreams. You know, I know, sometimes love is not the answer. When it comes too late, leave the door and lock no entry. For you and I, it's a time to say goodbye. Don't make me
Gabrielle, I love you. I wrote this song.
I even love you.
I love you.
You're I can't take it anymore.
18 years old boy, and you're a man. You're really very handsome gentleman also. The voice is just breaks our heart. And, you know, 5 years ago when I wrote the song, I knew I didn't record my song.
Wait, who wrote the song?
I wrote the song.
Who?
It's
Ilona Europa. You can find more about her at IlonaEuropaCreative.com. That's IlonaEuropaCreative.com. Rush to the internet right now. Buy everything on the site. IlonaEuropaCreative.com. The following has been a paid announcement.
And I'm really not paying my husband to do that. Trust me. But I know this will be a beautiful single for you. And I know David Foster will hear from you and from us very, very soon. And I'm
Hi, David.
So excited for you. I'm so excited. And I really believe when Cuba mentioned about classical way of singing and pop, and that he also, outside of dance, he really likes to sing big songs.
Yeah.
I think you both just will kill it, because the looks and the voice, and it's just something that will be amazing. Anyway, fly safely. We need you here soon. And whenever a song is ready, I'm calling you. I'm bringing you back on a phone call to Accent On. And we'll find out how do you like New York and if you are already on a Broadway. Like 2 months. I'm giving you 2 months and you'll be on
We'll
Broadway.
Do a call-in with you. You can give us a report from New York, okay?
Okay, I will.
Thank
Love
you for calling
you.
In.
Thank you. Be safe.
Thank you for having
so
me.
Much. Okay, now coming back to Cuba. Cuba. I want to hear your second song, because we have another song, although I don't know the title.
You've got people calling. There's more people calling this show than ever before. It must have been Cuba's song followed by Gabriel.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm declining everybody. You're going to have to call us at home, people.
Cuba.
Do you want to give our home number, honey? Just kidding.
I have no problem to do that. My phone.
Yes, you do.
No, I have my cell phone. But please, Accent On, of course, on the Facebook, and please write. I will be having Cuba again and again. He's just his story and songs that he really sings and plans to release that are so cool that I really think I feel
well,
like
he's
right.
Kind of. Thank look you. At the jacket. My God, you can't even.
He's the whole
design
package.
Like that.
What is it? Can you push the button?
What's your watch? You got to see his watch, folks. We're gonna put his watch on Facebook. It's a Submariner with the dial with. It's so big they have to put the little knobby thing on the left so it doesn't bug his wrist when it bends up.
I love big watches. That's my obsession.
I like big watches too, but he's.
Sometimes you know, from very cheap to very expensive. The problem is that you know, with cheap watch, you know, like because my father sometimes travels with me, and he's like protecting my money. He's like, oh yeah, buy this watch, buy this. But I go to Cartier. He's like, you know what, maybe we can have lunch now. Don't go there.
Now, Daddy, let your beautiful son to buy whatever he wants. Life
you
is...
got to love a man with a cheap watch and a pension
watch for
Burger
man.
King.
It's like, you know, that's the key.
Of course. Okay, then I want to focus on the second song because it's really cool. And I don't know the title. They didn't send me title of the song.
It's
but
In the Streets.
In the Streets. Now yeah. I know. Please, let's play it.
All right. And we're going to sign off now because we're going to play this all the way through. So from all of us here, whether it's your morning, afternoon, evening, or whether you're listening to us on iTunes or the Android store, or whether you're just driving in your car feeling like a Burger King sandwich, Accent On with champagne. Accent On says, have a good week. We'll see you next week. From Alona Europa, myself, Jonathan Todd, and in the studios, Cuba Ka.
It was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
And you'll be here back, yes? I hope it's no problem for you to get.
Now he knows how to find us.
Okay, yeah. Love you, people.
All right, and security knows him, too. Ladies and gentlemen, Cuba Ka in the streets. Thanks so much for joining us.
listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.